Yeah, I feel very concerned for the superfine breeders. From what I understand, the Italians aren't pushing the market up, and there's plenty of superfine wool on the market. Chinese are obviously buying a lot of the wool, and it's basically been oversupplied now. All that finer end, so there's plenty of it, and so I feel for them. And we were talking about Tasmania and some of the most beautiful wools in the world, and so it is a competition, but it's actually more of a learning curve for everyone involved.
Last time I seem to recall you were talking very much about getting your objectives set and following through on those. Have you seen that carry through?
Yeah, definitely. People have looked after their sheep and managed their sheep very well. Most of the sheep have actually got a bit more nourishment in their tip. Some of the mobs aren't quite as tight in the skin as they were, working on their lambing percentages. So overall, I think the sheep are in very, very good order considering the season. And people enter their stock, they're wanting their stock to look good, when the judges come and inspect them. So just a great learning curve and a great opportunity for people to have interaction.
If we were to put these sheep in another district, in your district or in New Zealand,
Yeah.
some wouldn't fit, but would some be okay?
Oh yeah, no, there'd be no problem with any of those sheep fitting in New Zealand, and these sheep are the best that you can get for the area. I mean, I come from a place called Hay. It's only 13 inches, but the sheep can cut 8 kilograms, and they can lamb up to 130%. That's what some of them are getting at the moment, the last few years. If those sheep came down here, they wouldn't perform any better than, the sheep that are bred in this country. These sheep have been bred here and suit their environment. So it's horses for courses, and I used to manage Audrey Merino Stud. And you can sell rams to six different clients in the same area, and they'll all have a different type of sheep because each breeder has their own breeding objective of what they particularly like to breed.
What about you as a judge? What do you really put the emphasis on this time round? Is it going to be, the wool type or growth rates or fertility or what?
Yeah, I think the main thing is any production system, you've got to make money to stay on the land. I like to keep the basics that, you can actually make reasonable money out of, with accuracy. So I like to have sheep that are cutting long stable wool with good density and maximum production. So some of the sheep we've been seeing have cut up to 6.8 kilograms in a flock situation. I'm quite comfortable with their micron being around 19 or 20, and that's probably a bit stronger for the people like to breed or have done traditionally down here. So my own belief is that sheep can be just good medium wools, cut a lot of wool, and a refined medium type, and lamb out quite well. We've been to some places that have had 110% lambing, and we've been to some others that have sort of been 65-70% lambing. So there's a very big difference in production. Yeah.
Is there an obvious winner from all these flocks in this ewe flock competition?
Oh, I wouldn't say obvious. It's a very, very competitive sheep, and you've just got to concentrate, as I said before, on those. I believe on the commercial reality and the sheep. I don't get too carried away with the finer stuff. It's about the animals that are actually going to return the most money. Yeah, so very honoured to be invited back the second time.